places that are north and south.
Right. And what, say, if you cross up a certain street and then it's north or what?
Poplar Avenue, which is one of the main thoroughfares that runs all the way from downtown out to Germantown. That must run east-west. Walnut Grove, which runs parallel with that most of the ways. Then Central Avenue is parallel also. Summer Avenue is another large street that I think it runs east-west too. Then Highland, Jackson, I can't remember the other street. Oh, there's Walnut Grove. That's it that I'm ready to get. I can't remember the other streets that run north-south. Mm-hmm. There are a few prominent streets that run north-south.
Okay, what would you call a grass strip between the sidewalk and the curb?
Between the sidewalk and the curb. I don't think that I've ever called it anything but the grass strip between the sidewalk and the curb.
What about a vacant lot? Do you have any?
A vacant lot is just a vacant lot.
Okay.
A field.
And a tri-state tollway? What would you call a road where you pay tolls on?
I would just call it a toll road.
Toll road?
I've never been on a toll road.
And what do you call the service area on a toll road?
Service area? Rest stop?
You've never been on a road that you had to pay money on?
Except when we went to Canada, we had to pay, I guess, to go get to Canada, go in and out of the state.
When did you go to Canada?
In May, I don't know, it must have been when I was 12 years old. No, when I was 10, 9, 10. My parents did this.
What would you call a limited access road in a residential section of the city? Just any road, I guess, kind of like the kind of road that would go by your house.
A street.
A wide street in the city or a suburb. Heavily, more heavily traveled. Than
a boulevard.
Okay. A neighborhood street.
I guess just a street. I don't know.
Painted center line on a highway?
Center line? Mm-hmm. White line?
Exit from a tollway?
The exit.
Underpass in the city beneath the railroad tracks?
Street that goes under the railroad bridge.
Okay. Can you describe different kinds of parking when you park
here? Well, I need to be safe. I need to know.
You're doing fine.
The way you park, like you parallel park. Where you parallel park or you angle park. You parallel park when you park parallel to the curb. And you angle park, as in most parking lots, when you park your car in an angle to the lines, in between lines and the layout. And the street.
Okay, what's a narrow passageway between buildings?
An alley.
What would you call a small neighborhood food store?
A grocery or a market.
Okay, and a delicatessen?
Just a deli or a delicatessen.
A large neighborhood food store?
That would be a grocery or a supermarket.
A shabby hotel?
Flophouse.
Okay. Do you have any shabby hotels in Memphis?
Oh, yeah. There's some at Summer Avenue. There's some out downtown. There's some old rundown hotels.
A house of prostitution?
What would I call that?
Mm-hmm.
A whorehouse.